Hey everybody, this is John Maroon, President of Maroon PR. Thank you for once again tuning into Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This year, we are calling our podcast The Brew, because you'll be hearing from all of our teammates about how they do their jobs, how they brew success for our clients. So hopefully you'll get some great takeaways that you can apply to your business. We appreciate you listening. And please give us a follow at Maroon PR and let us know what you think, if there's any topics that you want to hear about. Thanks, and here's The Brew. Hey everybody, it's John Maroon. Welcome to Spin is a Four-Letter Word, the Maroon PR podcast. This is our final podcast of 2025. I'm with Jen Renahan, our great COO, and Emma Seni Casalaya, pronounced correctly, who is our producer, editor, all things video,
extraordinaire.
She does it all. And today we're going to do a little wrap up on the year and then look ahead, because now is the time when everybody's planning, right? Everybody's making their plans, budgeting, strategic planning, et cetera, and making sure that you're focused on that. First, just like for this podcast, thank you for those of you who listen. Thank you for listening. This year, we called it The Brew. We were talking about the ways we brew up success for our clients, and we really focused on the team and bringing them in and the strategies and tactics they were using to really advance our clients. Next year, the Maroon PR turns 20 on April 3rd of next year. So we're going to bring on 20 really high-level guests in public relations and really pick their brain and take a deep dive. And a few folks that we've already contacted will be a lot of fun. So please get ready for 2026. We're going to start early and we're going to have 20 guests throughout the year, 20 really impactful, really impressive guests. But Jen, let's focus on the end of 2025. It's time to plan. It's been an interesting year for sure. It's been a good one, but I think, you know, now is the time. We just finished, we're in the midst of budgeting, but we just finished our strategic planning.
Yeah. And it was great. You know, we made the time to bring the whole team together. You know, you were able to provide kind of insights into our success this year and really what we need to focus on from an agency and kind of level set, right, of what are our processes, what are we going to invest in next year from an agency perspective, and 20 being a big year is great for us, right? It's an anniversary. It gives us a lot of opportunity to market ourselves in a different way that we haven't
for
in
sure
the past. So that was really great, you know, and we are always talking to our clients about how they're planning and how marketing and PR fits into their strategic plan. And if it's not part of it, it should be, right? When you think about your business goals and setting that for the year, how is public relations involved in reaching those goals?
I think all too often you see people, you know, they're a quarter into Q1 or late Q1 or into Q2, and something happens, they say, oh, we need some help on our marketing front. What are we doing to market ourselves? What are we doing to get out there? And then they pull somebody in, and then it takes a quarter to get up to speed. I encourage everybody, if you are considering this, plan it now. Get an early jump on it, because it keeps building momentum. Very rarely do you try to put an initiative forth for a quarter of the year and really get the traction that you're looking for. You need to commit to it, set aside a budget and a plan, whether that's internal, whether that's external, however you're doing it, just plan it.
And, I think it's easy for companies to look at when they might in their eyes have a project, so say a CEO transition or an anniversary, or they've came into some grant money that needs to be spent on marketing, right? Those, we get a lot of those projects and they're great. And it shows, you know, companies that haven't used an agency before, like how to use an agency and how effective we can be as part of the extension of their team. But oftentimes, you know, those projects, to your point, are short, right? You can only do so much within that time frame.
Yeah.
And then you build all this momentum and then you have to stop it because you didn't budget for
That's right.
Right. And so trying to look at now your budget for the whole year is really important. And it's not as expensive as one might think.
That's true. That is true. I mean, there's so many ways to skin a cat, but planning to market yourself through earned, owned, and paid media is really critical for any business of any size, whether you have a small little toe in each of those buckets, but that's the way you move the needle. That's the way we've seen most of success happen. And it's been interesting. I think 2025 has shown us a couple of different trends that are happening for sure. Old school PR, as they call it, media relations, which was this company was founded on, media relations, people are going back to that. There's a real desire from a lot of clients that we hear from to be in the news. Despite some of these things you hear about, the media doesn't have the traction, their local media's in trouble, and you hear these things, we're not seeing that on the ground. We're seeing strong media outlets here in the region, the DMV, and a lot of clients wanting to have a presence with those stations and papers and et cetera. And that's been really interesting to me, as well as the rise that I think the whole world's aware of influencers. Social media influencers are really getting traction, and there you have to be a discipline with them, right? You got to find the right ones. You have to have agreements with them. You have to make sure that they're doing what they say they're going to do, and you have to make sure the client's getting them what they say they're going to get them. But it can be really effective.
Yeah, and understanding that it is a paid effort, right? Obviously, it's part of the social media landscape because they're sharing with their followers, and people are trust these influencers to share great information, and it's a third-party endorsement, but it is, from a company's perspective, a paid effort. And so, again, looking at your budgets and making sure you're carving out a little bit of money for that can go a long way. And then, to your point, John, of like being really effective of the right type of influencer for your industry and using, you know, an agency like ours, we've vetted them, we've worked with a lot of them, we know the value of some and maybe not so much the others. And so that's a great opportunity for marketing budgets.
No, no doubt. And I think there's also a misconception. Well, we've seen a lot this year is a lot of professional service companies are coming to us looking to tell their story more effectively, which has been great to see, because I think too often in the past, you get some businesses that people might not feel have a story to tell,
right,
and they'd be a little reticent to try to tell it. But everybody's got a story. Every company has a story. It's a matter of digging deep and telling those stories and finding them and shining a light on them through your own channels, through that earned media. There's a lot of press that are very interested in this. We're very blessed in that in Baltimore and DC, we have a strong business journal presence.
Yes.
So the Baltimore Business Journal, the Washington Business Journal, they're part of the American City Business Journal's network. And not every market is super strong because
right,
there's other news gathering agencies that cover business really well. Here, a lot of business coverage has been acquiesced to these places, and they're good, and we have great relationships with them, and they want to hear these stories about all sorts of businesses in all spaces. So
I think that a lot of the smaller businesses or growing businesses are in the professional, like the B2B businesses, again, don't think they've got like a message for the larger community or a story that media would latch onto. But that's where when you're working, say with an agency or you have an internal comms person, they're the ones that are pushing the CEO, asking questions about the stories that we know resonate with media, right? Oh, that's a story. And 9 times out of 10, the CEO might say, what? That's not a story. That's just my everyday business working.
Yeah, I think sometimes you're so close to your own business that you just think it's ho-hum. I go to work, it provides a living for our family, whatever. But to your point earlier, it could be a leader within your building that has a great backstory or has had an amazing journey to where they are today. It could be an anniversary that you're celebrating. It could be a leadership shift. There's so many ways that you could talk about your business. So start thinking about that now.
Yeah.
You don't want to be up in Q2 of 2026 going, darn it, we missed a quarter. Let's get after it.
And I think a lot of times too, looking at the owned media space more effectively, a lot of businesses are challenged with that as well of, video storytelling is super powerful. And we've done some great work with clients telling the employees stories and really the culture of businesses. And it all kind of feeds into that HR and hiring, which is a huge need for companies right now. We saw a lot of that last year. So traditionally you don't think about how does PR support my hiring needs, but it does, because
for sure,
if you can tell the stories of your employees, get them to be your own ambassadors to help hire, all of that can be brought to life so well. And Emma does such a great job for us.
She does.
But it's helping tell those stories visually that feeds. And then, John, oftentimes that feeds into earned media.
Right.
We've seen it with the Maryland Food Bank. We've done a lot of work with their new CEO to position her to talk about topics. And we put her on the camera. And it's great content for their social and their followers to be understanding the need and their position. But then now we see media is following LinkedIn. And we actually had a national media outlet reach out this year after seeing a video of
Meg
talking, about the issue. So all of it works together. And we say that all the time, but it's not immediate, right? And so this work takes time and you're building an audience, you're building a community online, and it all translates into the earned and even paid opportunities as well.
Yeah, I would encourage businesses too, as you're thinking about how to get out there more, how to drive more business through marketing in 2026, think of a few different things. I think when people think of earned media, they often immediately go to either crisis or they think it's a press release. We're going to push out a press release. And it's not. It's so much more than that. The media gets hit by PR people internally and agencies by the hundreds every day. And so just pushing out a press release in and of itself is not going to get you the traction that you think it's going to get you, unless it's an incredibly interesting press release. You need to reach out to the specific reporters. You need to understand what they're covering, what they're interested in, and make the story very compelling and make it really easy for them. Newsrooms now are so small and they're so crunched. Everybody's doing 5 stories. So the easier you can make it for them, them. Here's a really interesting story. We got the person available. We got the location that's really visually pleasing. Yep. We'll work around your schedule. When can you get there? The more likely you are to get yep. that hit.
And even smaller things like providing photos, right?
That's
which
right.
might not is a huge value to the reporters that don't have to then come back and ask you, oh, do you have a photo for this yep. story? When you're bringing them value and making their job easier.
For sure. Yeah. If you have the mindset that PR or media relations is about press release distribution, lose that. It's the smallest part of it that's possible. And then when you go into your owned media, your social media platforms, I'd let Jen talk to the traction we're seeing on LinkedIn. But even in general, I think, you know, people feel like I have to be on social media. So they kind of put an effort forth with a lot of still imagery yeah. or very sporadic posting. And the result is nothing. If you're going to do that, don't do it, right? I mean, don't do anything. But there's such an opportunity to tell your story that digitally and all that and visually. And then, like I just said earlier, the LinkedIn piece for businesses is significant.
And that is a huge trend, you know, over the last 2 years, I'd say, but this year for sure, in just how much that platform has grown to be a true social media platform and allows your employees to have a platform to talk. It allows businesses to have a deeper platform to share their messages as well. And we've done a lot this year with LinkedIn trainings. So that's something that gets overlooked. Again, it could fall kind of to the HR function of like, how are your employees using social media? And LinkedIn from a business yeah. perspective can bring huge value to salespeople within an organization, to the organization itself, to help build employee ambassadors, to share all of your content. So we do some trainings that's, you know, super valuable just from the employee perspective internally.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then the last part of the PR bucket is the paid. And oftentimes I think, again, you hear the word paid media or advertising and you immediately start thinking of large TV campaigns right. or radio campaigns or outdoor or whatever it might be. All that is great if you have the budget, but I would just encourage people at a minimum, get a few $100 a month and make sure that you're doing Google AdWords and making sure your presence on search engine optimization is there. And then putting money behind social because the algorithms are such, I say these words like I know what they mean. Jen knows what, but the algorithms are such now where without putting money behind it, you're getting lost in the weeds. So you got to boost it up a little bit.
About it. Yeah. And you can find the followers, again, going back to LinkedIn, if you're a B2B company and you're looking for other companies to use your product, you can find people that are in the C-suite of this industry and put your message together on LinkedIn and promote it to them. I mean, it's super, super easy and it's affordable.
Yeah.
When you think about that.
Yeah.
Reach companies and it, you know, also from the paid perspective of just, there's so many ways to reach the audience that you want to reach. So yeah. just keep that in mind that it's not a blanketed, let's just advertise ourselves. There's really unique opportunities because of digital, whether that's through email, cultivation, sponsored content, going right to a business publication and, you know, advertising through their channel. So there's just so much that you can do with small budgets to reach a specific person that you want to reach.
For sure. I'll also add, I think there's some really unique ways that are showing themselves to, if you have slightly larger budgets, to really start getting out there a little more. You know, I hats off to the Baltimore Ravens here in our market. They started a program called the Small Business Partnership. And businesses like our size or even a little bit bigger always dream of being a partner with like the big sports team in town, right? But you can't. It's a six-figure investment and you don't have that kind of money. You just can't do it. And the Ravens partnered with a European media company called 11 Media, and they came up with this plan to bring in about 25 or 30 smaller businesses, and you get signage in the stadium, you get radio spots and social media posts.
Yeah, and connection with the other businesses.
Yeah, connections with the other businesses through an app, and still not a small investment, but it is comparatively speaking. And the value back, I mean, I think, Jen, you and I have heard from so many people or gotten mm-hmm. texts from pictures from people about, hey, look at your sign and at the Ravens Stadium. And I think it's just really great brand building for sure. And that's been really cool. And the other thing, we mentioned the Baltimore Business Journal early, but the Baltimore Banner has great events too. And I think really getting involved in these events and sponsoring them gets you in front of the right audience. Be really discerning, pick out the right ones, and then you can be a part of that. And the BBJ does a great job of making sure that you meet the right people, that you get the list of the attendees that you can follow up with and all that. So there are other ways to do it. It depends how on your appetite for it. It took us years to get to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's even in what we love to do, like with our clients, is trying to find kind of opportunities with other businesses, right?
Yeah.
And so building a partnership between a nonprofit and a for-profit
yeah.
and how you can use each other's audiences to be effective. So a little less traditional advertising, but yeah, the partnerships are also a really great way to explore to reach particular audiences.
But look, yeah, so and the last thing I'll just say is like, look, if everyone's budgeting now, we all know that. That's just a normal practice in business. But if you haven't done it yet, set aside a day or a half day with your team and get an offsite and really start planning. We just did it recently. It was really effective. So you really review what worked this year, what didn't work, and what do we want to do better next year? And you come away with some real great strategies and really important tactical changes to things. And we're doing a follow-up with that in the next couple of weeks. But it energizes your team. It refocuses everybody. So as you do that, also think about earned, owned, and paid media. You should be doing it internally with an agency, whatever works for you, but it's important. Don't wait until something happens to say, oh, we should do that. Have it in the plan for 2026. And, you know, speaking of 2026, it's around the corner. And as I mentioned, this is our last podcast of the year. Next year will be a lot of fun. Early in the year, we'll start, but we're going to have 20 PR professionals throughout the year to mark our 20th anniversary of Maroon PR. That'll happen on April 3rd. So big year ahead. Thank you so much to everybody who listened, and we will talk to you after the holidays. Hey, it's John Maroon again. Thank you for listening to Spin is a Four-Letter Word. And just a reminder, if you can, follow us on all the major social media platforms at Maroon PR. If you have an idea or suggestion, let us know what you think, and we'll see you soon.